You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Your auto insurance is going up. The Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, the MCCA, is adding another $10 to its annual fee, coming in at $170 a year. Joining me to talk about that and auto insurance in Michigan are Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader, and Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken, that $170, that's about $14 a month for each vehicle, pays for unlimited care for people who are really badly hurt and their medical bills exceed something like $550,000. Do you think it's worth it?
Lester, we're the only state that has unlimited lifetime coverage for medical expenses through your auto insurance. Now, when you ask, is it worth it? It depends on where you sit. If you're older, wealthier, risk averse, describing myself, it's clearly worth it. You know, and I think about what can go wrong. I look at my 26-year-old son and I say, yeah, it's worth it. But if you're younger and young people never think anything bad's going to happen to them, or not as wealthy, low income, you're going to question that.
Vicki, a few years ago, I did a series of reports on Michigan's no-fault insurance. Then, and a few times since, the legislature was considering ending no-fault. In addition to all the experts and lobbyists, I met people who had experienced traumatic brain injuries, severe spinal cord injuries. They and their families said without MCCA coverage, they would not have gotten the care and the rehabilitation they needed, and their families would have been bankrupted. So why do so many people want to get rid of this kind of help?
I think it's because it is expensive on our insurance bills. And let's go back to 1972 when the law was originally passed. It was major tort reform. No fault is a model in the country, and more states should adopt it. And it said, okay, if you're in a car accident, instead of having a lawsuit, let's just make sure that everybody's covered, and we created this no fault law. The Catastrophic Claims Association is a reinsurer, and they are very closed. So we don't know when we pay that $160 or $170 on our insurance, what hole it goes into, how it's managed, how it's overseen. Are the expenses really what the Catastrophic Claims Association says they are? And so people are suspicious of the entire insurance, auto insurance law, because of that non-transparent part of it that adds a lot of money to our bills. But if you are in a car accident and you are catastrophically injured, it is so wonderful to have the kind of care that's provided by this insurance. There are no caps on a lifetime. So if you are a 18-month-old infant with a closed head brain injury that's caused by an auto accident, a parent knows that that child is going to be taken care of for life with whatever he or she needs to have as fulfilling a life as possible. And that you cannot put a price on.
To that transparency point you were making, the MCCA was created by the legislature, but it's run by private auto insurance companies. They are not subject to the Freedom of Information Act. The courts have ruled that, and they don't tell us how they calculate that fee. And they tell us, even if they did, we wouldn't understand it anyway. Ken, should the MCCA fee that we have to pay for each car, that state-mandated fee, be calculated in secret?
No. The MCCA, which, as Vicki and you have pointed out, is a device to pay for unlimited medical coverage, has to be subject to FOIA, because you have to make sure people understand that what drives your auto insurance cost among the highest in the country are the actual underlying costs. And the only way to ensure that confidence is subject this organization to the Freedom of Information Act.
Finally, Detroit has the highest auto insurance rates in the state, possibly the country. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan wanted to create the D insurance for city residents. That didn't fly because legislators say, hey, why should Detroit be the only city with lower rates? Now Mayor Duggan wants the whole state to do away with no fault as it stands right now. The problem with that is then we lose that lifetime care through MCCA. We still have to pay for MCCA because there are still those people who are already enrolled and covered by it.
but future people wouldn't be able to take advantage of that. So what do you think of this idea of getting rid of no fault and PIP, personal injury protection kind of coverage that we're talking about?
This is why the insurance industry is hiding behind this reinsurance pool that it created, that it operates in the dark. So we don't know what numbers they're using to calculate what their real liabilities are. But forgetting that for a minute, we know that they're sitting on about $20 billion. And if we end the no-fault auto law that the insurance industry wants to pass, they stand, the auto insurers get to split up that $20 billion. It does not go back to the people who paid into that pool that built up all of that money.
Presumably that money would be used to keep up the care that for people who are already covered by it, right? So it wouldn't be just splitting up between the insurance companies.
Correct. But we don't know how they actually calculate how much money their real liability is. The public should understand there's two numbers here. There's the real cash number that's in the bank and that we pay in this year. And then there is this paper number that is calculated by actuaries that determines, based on some kinds of assumptions of lifetime, of the cost of medical care, a host of other caregivers, and they anticipate that number and they multiply it by the number of people that will need that care and create this liability number that they say they have that is underwater. So we don't know if that liability number, which is a paper calculated number, is actually true. But we do know that the auto insurance law has provided families with an underpinning of safety, of economic security, and of health care for auto injury victims that would not be there if we eliminated the personal injury protection. If we allow different scales of protection, you have to be really careful whose car you get into, because if you're in a car where the insurer only has $250,000 of liability, you're in an accident in that car, you only have $250,000 of liability, despite the fact that you may have paid higher insurance rate for unlimited. So this is a very complicated issue.
Ken, an attorney who specializes in auto law told me that Detroit's rates are so high because of fraudulent medical claims, and that doing away with no fault is not really going to cause auto insurance rates to drop that much. So Detroit auto owners will still be paying high rates and not getting as good of coverage. So what's the best route to go?
Well, I can't comment on that, Lester. I mean, Michigan has very high insurance rates. Detroit is unique in that they have the highest rates in the country. And on top of that, half the drivers in Detroit, because of the cost, don't even have insurance or are going without it, even though the law requires it.
Right. And the cost for some of them is $3,000, $4,000 a year.
Right. And they can't afford that. I mean, let's be honest. So, but I think there's sort of a fundamental dynamic going on here. You know, basically, we don't want any reduction in protection or benefits or coverage, but I do want a reduction in my auto insurance premium. And that's the rub. It's a fairly simple equation. In Michigan, the cost, we're hit by kind of a 1-2 punch. We have the only state in the country, unlimited lifetime medical benefits, and medical providers don't have any kind of fee schedule, unlike other health insurance like Medicare or Blue Cross, and we have to pay for all of that.
That's Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader. We also heard from Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Thanks to both of you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Hey, thank you.